This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake President Donald Trump's last-minute decision not to retaliate militarily for Tehran's shoot down of an unmanned U.S. drone as weakness. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting.
Bolton's warning came hours after Trump, without providing any details, said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. Just before leaving on a trip to the Middle East, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed those plans for new sanctions.
And then last night, there was reporting about a letter that was sent from President Trump to Chairman Kim. I can confirm that that letter was in fact sent, and I'm hopeful that this will provide a good foundation for us to begin and to continue these important discussions with the North Koreans to denuclearize the peninsula.
I think we had the wrong soundbite there. I apologize for that. Pompeo did say his trip was meant to solidify plans with U.S. allies in the region.
That's truly important. I'm heading out today. Our first stop will be in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, two great allies in the challenge that Iran presents, and we'll be talking with them about how to make sure that we are all strategically aligned and how we can build out a global coalition.
Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said an army chief and retired general were killed in a coordinated attack at home. This is VOA News. Members of Sudan's protest movement say they have accepted an Ethiopian roadmap for a civilian-led transitional government after a months-long standoff with the country's military rulers. Ahmed Rabi, a spokesman for the Sudanese Professionals Association, told the Associated Press on Sunday that the Ethiopian proposal included a leadership council with 8 civilian and 7 military members and a rotating chairmanship. Millions of Istanbul residents have voted in a rerun of the mayoral election. The March vote was annulled by Turkey's High Election Board last month because of irregularities. When the opposition Republican People's Party candidate secured a narrow victory over Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan's AK party in Turkey's largest city, it was a rare electoral defeat for the president's ruling AK party. The vote and the rerun have been viewed as a referendum on Erdogan's policies and a test of Turkey's ailing democracy. President Donald Trump is pushing back by a couple of weeks the raids planned for today by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England. Opening his address, he said we need to get Brexit done and to be prepared to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal in place.
They're looking for somebody with the determination and the courage and the application to get Brexit over the line, to relaunch our party, and then to take the fight to the socialists. That's what people want.
Johnson's opponent is the current Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, and he says he's prepared to do the same thing, but in the right way.
We must keep our promise to the British people, but I would do so with a heavy heart because of the risks to businesses up and down the country and the risks to the union.
Johnson is the favorite of Tory lawmakers to take the party leadership, replacing Theresa May as Prime Minister. And according to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from U.S. President Donald Trump and is contemplating its contents. There are no details about what that letter contained. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA. weekend broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music now.